How y'all doing out there? If you don't know, this is number 11, episode 11 of the Deluded in Days podcast. That intro you just heard, that is actually a remix of the Nirvana classic Heart-Shaped Box. I happened to stumble upon that. Shit, this is actually a couple years ago when I originally found it. On YouTube, sorry. Stumbled upon it on YouTube. I was looking for fucking remixes. I always do, just to see what everyone's got out there. The artist interpretation of things. Of classic songs, you know. But, like I said, that's the remix of Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. But the remix you just heard is actually done by an artist by the name of Digga Bit. And the way that's spelled is capital D, lowercase I-G-G-A, dash, or hyphen. Actually, it's hyphen, capital B-I-T. I will post, if you look down in the description of this, I will post the link to this, to where you can find it and listen to it, enjoy it, dig it, because I dig it. I really do dig it. But, yeah, that's the intro. Giving some free press to Dig a Bit. Seems like a talented individual with all the things he's got on SoundCloud, so I dig it. But I'm sitting here. Just got done recently with a little rehearsal jam session with the band that I'm in, Alternative Minds. Just basically fucked around with some shit. Our lead singer couldn't make it tonight, so I filled in on a couple things vocal wise, which, if you guys don't know, you can go find us on Facebook, which it's facebook.com/alternativemindsmusic. Go on there right now. The only thing we have, we got a couple logos going on. The only thing we got really going on that I recently posted was last Wednesday night, which, you know, this is fucking Friday night, but you guys probably won't hear this till Saturday. But Wednesday night, we were just, I really just set up my portable Tascam Porta Studio, as I call it, portable studio. It's just a little board. Set up a fucking microphone and just hit record. We recorded our jam session, but the only thing I posted from that was a cover of What I Got by Sublime, because just the other day was the birthday of Bradley Noel. I want to say Noel, but I for some reason I keep thinking it's fucking Noel. I don't know. And you know, it's me and my fucking pronunciation with words. But it was just recently the lead singer of Sublime's, the original lead singer of Sublime's birthday. So we decided to do a little jam session. We might add it to our set list. You know, who knows? But if you guys want to fucking hear that, you can go on our page. Like I said, facebook.com/alternativemindsmusic. And, you know, I think you guys are bright enough to spell that. I don't have to spell that out for you. But, man, it seems like it's been a long week for me. I mean, it always is, it seems like. You know, we all just work our dead-end jobs, and we strive for the fucking weekend off. I mean, with me, I work fucking Sunday. I work nights. I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday nights, 10-hour shifts. Then I'm off Wednesday night, go back in Thursday night, work a 10-hour shift, and fucking I'm off Friday and Saturday. But I'm always striving. I'm always looking forward to that weekend, man. I'm always looking for my day off. I mean, we always are. That's just how it is. I've said this in previous podcasts. Who's, you know, if you're anybody who's listened to my podcast in the past, granted, I'm always talking about fucking dead end jobs. You know, you can't be happy working a dead end job and coming home and just being fucking exhausted all the time. It's not how it works. But I'm not going to go into that because I've already discussed that in previous podcasts. Actually, my last episode that I've uploaded, number 10, you can find that. You find me fucking ranting and raving on that bullshit. So go find that, listen to that, you know, dig that. But speaking of previous podcasts, speaking of this podcast in general, actually, I just recently found a site online called anchor.com, which, you know, they got the Google Play apps, you know, and all that, and you can download the app and whatnot, but it's a site that I was able to fucking put my podcast on. So now my podcast is being hosted on anchor.com, and that's I dig the site because, you know, I don't have to pay a monthly fee to fucking host my podcast. I don't have a limit on anything I post. I don't have an audio limit. I don't have, you know, I just don't have limits to post my podcast. And I'm not the greatest at doing these podcasts. You know, I mean, I listen to them all the fucking time. I listen to a different plethora of fucking podcasts all the time. You know, that's what I like listening to. I don't read much. I used to back when I was younger, but I just don't have the fucking time anymore. So it's, you know, I'm always either driving to work or driving here and there or fucking doing something else. So I got to listen to something. But like I said, my podcast now is being hosted on anchor.com. Hopefully soon it'll be distributed to other platforms like iTunes and Spotify and whatnot. It's also on Pocket Casts. Yeah, I think that's what the name is, Pocket Casts. So look for it on there. I probably won't be doing, I probably won't be uploading any more to YouTube. I mean, I can't get my channel to fucking grow on there. I mean, not to say that I haven't really put much effort into it and fucking to get it to grow, but I mean, to me, it boils down to, like, when I'm on Facebook, I just fucking, my thumb's just going up, 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 you know. But I mean, I think that's where people's attention spans are nowadays. All they want to see are fucking memes, funny videos, and shit like that, you know. Every once in a while, people will scroll past a fucking dude doing a cool song, you know, and whatnot. But, I mean, the amount of time that I put in doing, or the amount of time I put into doing this podcast where I take the audio and fucking mix it into fucking Windows fucking Movie Maker to upload it to YouTube, to me, maybe it's not worth it. I don't know. I'm not really seeing too much kickback, and it's not like I'm fucking doing this just for money, because I don't make any, I make zero fucking money off this. I'm not trying to make money off it. I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to podcasts. I enjoy that atmosphere. And it's hard to do a podcast by yourself because you're just fucking talking and rambling. And, like, you know, and I don't confide in a lot of people. I don't confide in hardly anybody because I just keep everything inside. So this is kind of my artistic expression, as you would say. This is my way to get everything out that's on my mind, you know. And my mind's always going to fucking 1,000 miles an hour all the goddamn time. But I mean, I'm able to get my thoughts out, my feelings out through a song, you know, of course. But that, you know, that's for my band. That's for that. But to actually get what I'm trying to say out there without having to fucking think, well, this line doesn't fit here, this line doesn't fit there, this doesn't rhyme, this doesn't fucking work there, this riff doesn't go with that. This is a better platform for me to get everything out. So, but like I said, anchor.com is the new site where my podcast is currently being hosted at. So go check them out. There's a lot of cool podcasts on there you can find and whatnot. And I'm slowly trying to grow this one. Like I said, this is number 11, and they're just going to be audio for now on, unless I do like a separate podcast with my band or whatnot. That'll be video, but that probably won't, that won't be lumped into this. Probably. I don't know. I don't know if doing a band podcast would be lumped into this. I mean, I could take the audio from it and fucking upload it, but I don't know. Who knows? We will see on that. You guys will see on that. So hopefully something comes good or comes out of that. That's decent, you know, and I'm always stumbling over my fucking words. So thank you to the people that listen to this and can bear with my fucking bullshit. But I will be getting some guests on here. Some of my friends, you know, whatnot. Get on here and hashing things out, discussing things. See where everybody's mindset is. But until then, you're going to have to fucking deal with me. But what I said was, you know, the podcast is being hosted, you know, it's on, its home now is on anchor.com. If you go to the Deluded in Days podcast page, you'll notice that my very first podcast is on there, then last week's podcast, number 10, and now this one will be on there. And you're probably wondering, where the fuck are the other ones? You know, where are the other 9 fucking podcasts? Well, I hate to say, when I first started doing this podcast, I thought, well, I could just play random fucking music, you know, here and there and willy fucking nilly. Well, I got fucking copyright notices, you know, it through my email. And lo and behold, I'm not going to be posting those. So if you guys are eager or, you know, if you want to see those podcasts or listen to them, you can find them on my YouTube channel. You know, I'm not hard to find. Go to my Facebook page, you know, Chris Lee or Christopher Lee Mazel. My last name, my real last name is Mazel. It's spelled M-E-A-S-E-L. You know, go find that if you really want to hear them podcast, or, you know, go to my YouTube channel. But I'm not going to upload those because I don't want any fucking copyright bullshit. The songs that I have used for these recent podcasts, or, well, actually last week and this one, they are free downloads. So, you know, I mean, I'm giving credit to these guys, so it's not like I'm fucking stealing them, saying, oh, I fucking own this song, I did this. No. So that's the only reason why I use them, you know. And I like giving credit to artists, you know. I like fucking promoting people. So, and I'm not making any money off of it, so don't think that. But yeah. So that's why it looks fucking weird if you go to anchor.com and look for the Deluded in Days podcast and you only see episode 1, episode 11, or episode 1, episode 10, and now, well, the one I'm doing now, episode 11. So, yeah, that's the reason. Copyright fucking issues, I'm not going to upload those. So that's where I stand. I mean, I could weed out the bullshit and just fucking upload my own tracks. You know, my own music, my own guitar riffs and whatnot. But then again, this podcast is already fucking pointed to me enough. You know, I'm already talking about myself enough half the goddamn time. More than half the time. So I'm trying to promote fucking other artists. You know, look them up. Check them out. Dig them, because I dig them. Because if I didn't dig them, I wouldn't fucking put them on this podcast. So, And if you expected this podcast to be family friendly, I'm sorry to tell you that it's not. This is how I talk. I cuss. I use the word fuck like it's going out of style. And if you have a problem with that, I guess don't listen to this, because that's how I talk. I'm always having issues when I'm out in public with people just giving me dirty looks on how I talk. You know, I've never understood the fucking whole war on cuss words. I mean, yeah, I get after my son if he says something, but I mean, he's a kid. But if you're an adult using it, they're adult words. Who gives a shit? Like, I don't know. That's not really an argument there, because I think it's fucking completely stupid. Like, if what some other adult's going to tell me, you shouldn't use that language. Suck a dick. I'm going to use this language until the day I die. So if you have a fucking problem with it, I guess walk away or put fucking earplugs in, because this is how I'm going to talk. This might be a short podcast. I mean, honestly, I didn't have anything prepared for this. I mean, like I said, I've had a long week. I mean, I always fucking do. I mean, there's some good things going on with the band that I'm in, you know, my band, Alternative Minds. We got a couple of original songs, you know, coming along that I've had a big part in writing. I mean, our other guitarist, we're working on some originals that he's been writing. So, we are currently working on a fucking big chunk of music so we can fucking get out and fucking start playing and you know, post some originals on fucking social media, just so people fucking realize that there's fucking decent music out there. I mean, we're tired of this fucking, the current state of music, man. I mean, I am. I mean, I can't really speak for them, but I'm sick and fucking tired of the current state of music. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it, because that could be a whole fucking long podcast. I'd rather discuss it with all of them rather than me just ranting and raving on fucking bullshit that I think is cool or that's not cool. So, I honestly think I have fucking ADD or something, because I can't focus on anything. I never prepare anything. I hardly prepare my podcasts. I just kind of hit record and just go. And I just fucking go. I mean, if my mind's going, then fucking look out. I mean, if it's not, I mean, I'm stuttering. I'm tripping over my words. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I was raised in a family. I mean, my parents, my mom had me at 42 years old. I mean, my mom and dad were fucking, they were born in the late 40s, if that tells you anything. And I'll be 30 in a year. So if that tells you anything, I mean, that's pretty fucked up. My mom passed away at 57, and I was 17 years old. So if that tells you anything. My dad passed away at 65, and I've been on my own, so to speak, and don't get me wrong, I've crashed on couches, I've done anything you can fucking think of, just fucking going here from there, trying to fucking survive. And I mean, I'm in a decent place right now. I mean, I have a son. I don't get to see him as often. I don't get to see him as much as I would like, but me and his mom, you know, we're not together, of course. I work a job just like anyone else and try to make a living. I live out in the country and do my thing. I mean, and I play music and I do this podcast, just trying to make, I don't know, trying to search for that fucking reason, search for that happiness, I guess. I mean, because I'm a depressed individual. I really am. I don't necessarily show it because I fucking hide it with, you know, laughter, sarcasm, and just stupid ass jokes at the time when I'm around people. But I mean, I'm a fucking alcoholic. I used to be a druggie back in the day, just popping pills, smoking all the goddamn time, just doing whatever, doing speed. I mean, I don't do that anymore because of my job. So, fucking yawning. So, you know, as you can tell, it's kind of late when I'm doing this podcast, but I need to get up in the morning too. So that's another thing. I work fucking nights, and my sleep schedules are all sorts of fucked up. I just everything. It's not what I thought it would be. At 29, I'm 29 years old. So, but you know, I'm depressed, but then again, I'm not. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I'm fucking manic. I don't know. I was raised by parents who came from the late 40s who, you know, like, you're just a kid. You know, shit like that wasn't diagnosed, you know. So, but that's no excuse for me not to go seek help and seek some type of fucking that's no excuse for me to go search for help and go to my doctor and be like, hey, this is wrong with me, you know, blah, blah, blah. I haven't been to a doctor in fucking probably since I was a little kid. I don't go to the doctor. If I'm able to wake up, get out of bed, and go to work, I'm fine. That's how I was raised. I'm a stubborn son of a bitch. And if I'm not able to get out of bed, then I guess I'll call 911. I don't know. I mean, of course, I'm not healthy. God damn, I keep fucking yawning. Sorry, folks. But, I mean, I'm not healthy, of course. I mean, I'm an alcoholic for one. I smoke like a fucking chimney. I need to lose some weight. I'm not obese or anything. I'm not like fucking, you know, goddamn Ralphie May, the comedian, RIP, who tragically passed away not too long ago. But you know, if I turned what weight I gained, if I turned that into muscle, then I would be a pretty fucking stout motherfucker. I would be pretty goddamn healthy. And I'm working on that. I'm trying to slow down my drinking, slow down my smoking, and watch what I eat. And it's really hard because I tell you what, with the things you eat, if you live on a fucking budget, you always look at the cheap shit. You always do. And that's what I do. I mean, like, if you want to eat healthy, you got to spend a lot of money to fucking do that. And it's like, and they wonder why people are fucking fat. It's like, well, what the fuck do you think? I mean, fucking, if someone works a fucking job that doesn't pay them a whole goddamn lot, of course they're going to fucking look at the fucking cheap shit, you know, and buy that bullshit. I mean, that's just how it is. But I digress. And also, I don't live with anybody. I live by myself. I pay my own fucking bills, you know. Half the fucking time I'm behind, you know. I'm always trying to catch up. But I don't really have anybody to motivate me. And as I said in the last podcast, there is this woman that, God damn it, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Who, this woman could be my goddamn world. And I just, I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of relationships. Hold on. Had to light a cigarette because I'm a healthy individual. But I'm afraid of relationships. I really am. I mean, every relationship I've ever been in has failed, obviously. The last real fucking relationship I was in was with my son's mom, and that went to hell. And honestly, when I think back about it, or think about it now, I keep yawning, I'm sorry. But when I think about, when I think about that relationship now, I really have a hard time connecting the dots. Like, where did it go wrong? Like, was it my fault? Was it her fault? I mean, at the time, I wanted to point the blame at her, but, I could easily point that finger at me, too. I really don't know. And that's the fucked up things about fucked up thing about relationships, is that if you're with somebody, especially if you're with somebody who can fucking turn everything around and make it seem like you are at fault, that fucks with your head. But when I think about it now, after not being in that relationship, for fucking 4.5 years, I mean, it's hard to connect the dots. I mean, my mind is always going all the fucking time. It's always fucking with me, but I can never fucking make it stop to where I can piece things together in order to figure things out. Like, why did this happen at this point in time to lead to this other thing? And that's my problem. Maybe I do have ADD. I don't know. I mean, I'm always going off fucking track with other things here and there, here and there, here and there. I don't know. I'm all over the place, but then I'm not. I really don't know how to explain it unless someone was in my fucking head. I don't know. I really fucking don't know. I have so much shit going on in my head all the fucking time, it seems like, but I have a hard time transitioning that into speaking. Like, I can write down a bunch of shit. Like, I have no problem writing a goddamn song, getting my fucking feelings out there, getting whatever's on my mind out there. I have no problem with that usually. But if I was to sit there and have a conversation with you, I would stumble across my words, and I couldn't find the proper words. I couldn't find the proper sentences. I couldn't formulate fucking certain sentences to express how I feel. Like, I there's just this block. I don't know if it was because of the drug use when I was younger or what, or just because I've held so much shit back and I've buried so much shit to where I've made myself numb. I don't know. And I've seen, I've seen a therapist here, like, for a short time I saw a therapist, and they were able to fucking help me. Maybe I need to go back and fucking do that. I don't know, but this right here is therapy to me, but I just don't know. I have trouble doing it all the fucking time. I have trouble having a conversation with somebody. But then again, there's fucking moments of clarity where I can just go on, and I can make my point across to somebody and they understand what the fuck I'm saying. Is that part of being human? I don't know. Because when I listen to somebody, I automatically think that's what they're trying to convey. I'm not in their head, because maybe if in their head they're thinking the same thing I am. Like, that's not what I wanted to say. That's not what I was trying to fucking point out. Maybe they're having the same trouble that I am. I don't know. I wish I had a way with words vocally, just speaking off the top of my fucking head like I do when I write something down. Because when I write something down, it just fucking comes out. And if you looked at something I was to write, like, if, let's say I wrote a paragraph trying to convey or put a point across to you, you'd probably think that, holy shit, this motherfucker is actually really smart. But I'm fucking not. I'm pretty fucking stupid. I mean, I dropped out of high school. I mean, I got my GED, but Jesus Christ. I just... There's... there's a lot of things going on inside my fucking head that I just, it's too much shit. It's like a goddamn fucking, there's just a buildup of fucking scum. And it's just hard to fucking take a pick to fucking scrape that shit off. And hopefully it fucking goes down that goddamn drain that comes out my mouth. And hopefully some fucking words of wisdom come out. But half the time it doesn't. I just, I don't know. I mean, I'm not good at anything. I mean, I'd like to say I'm good at fucking writing music. You know, I have an ear for it. I mean, I'm not a good father. I'm really not. I don't spend the time I should with my son. And it fucking eats me up. It eats me up to hell. And it's my own fucking damn fault. But goddamn, I'm always broke after paying bills and shit. And I'm so tired from fucking working all the goddamn time and being on nights. You know, it's just, it sucks not being with his mom, because if I was with his mother, I would be able to have that time with him all the fucking time. And it pisses me off. Like, why the fuck did I fuck that relationship up? I mean, here I go back to, like, was it fucking completely me, or was it just a joint effort on fucking this, fucking that relationship up? I can't give you a definite answer on that. Maybe I'm better off alone. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, there's this woman right now that I could fucking be with, and I probably would guarantee you that I would be happy with her. I mean, she's tried and tried, and I'm always the fucking one that says, I'm damaged goods. Why would you want to be with me? That's always been my fucking answer. Simplified, that answer is damaged goods. That's simplified, but I've always had fucking an excess amount of things to add on to that and say, this is the reason why you shouldn't fucking be with me. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, maybe I just need to do a fucking goddamn, maybe when I take a vacation, maybe I need to just go fucking soul searching or something and figure myself out, because I put a lot of, things away. I lock them in a fucking chest, and I fucking take that key and I fucking throw it as far as I can, and I just bury things. I don't know. I have a lot of issues that I need to address with myself. And I don't know when the fuck I'm going to address them. I mean, I'm going to be 30 in a fucking year. I mean, I need to fucking start taking better care of myself, mentally and physically. I need to quit smoking. I need to fucking quit drinking. I need to quit drinking. Like, I need to do lots of things, because I have a child. I have a 4-year-old son who's going to be 5 in May. Like, I don't want to pass away when he's 20-some years old, like my dad had passed away when, you know, on me. And my dad wasn't the fucking smartest man in the world, but he had words of wisdom, you know. I wish he was still here so I can fucking talk to him. Because this shit, I'm just rolling with the punches on life, man. I'm just going through the motions. I wake up, repeat the same fucking thing every goddamn day, and nothing changes. I don't do anything different. I mean, like, yeah, I do this podcast, and I do fucking music, but I don't know. I'm searching for something. I don't know. I don't have anybody to motivate me. This woman that I keep talking about, like I said, maybe she's the one that needs the that has the ability to fucking motivate me. I haven't talked to her in a little bit, probably more than a week and a half. Why the fuck would she want to talk to me? Every time she tries to fucking say, hey, you got plans, I'm always giving some fucking excuse. I don't know. This podcast kind of went in a fucking different direction than what I wanted it to be. But this is going to be a short one. Like I said, I'm just kind of drained right now. And I got a lot of self-evaluating that I need to fucking do. And plus, I need to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then it's already, as I'm recording this, it's 12:09. So, as I've always said, take care. Be kind to people. Have empathy. And till next time, this has been the Deluded and Dazed Podcast. This is number 11. Thank you for listening. See ya. Climb right back.
Yeah.